This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free. Join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, we've got more on the top 20 traits that women want in a man, specifically American women, because they only polled 1,000 American women for this, menshealth.com. We'll continue with that. We just scratched the surface of it in the last hour. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
But first, we go to the phones and to the fun. RV Chris is on the line in Texas on the amp lines. Go ahead, RV Chris.
Hi, everyone. Your conversation earlier about anarchist versus voluntarist reminded me of some conversations I had. My wife and I recently returned from Mexico. We were there for 2 weeks visiting some of my wife's extended family.
Cool.
And there were a lot of conversations, about, as you can imagine, everyone was grilling us about Trump and the administration. And, there's a lot of political conversation going on because people wanted to hear from some Americans. At one point my wife had mentioned that we were driving to New Hampshire for Pork Fest, and they wanted to understand something about libertarianism. And, I started with a non-aggression principle, and that seemed to resonate pretty well. I think if I would have delved into using the term anarchist or something along those lines, even though that's a term I'm comfortable with using in the U.S., I think the conversation might have turned, in a different light. You know, people would have seen me in a different way. I'm just curious, have you guys, I know you go to Anarcho-Poco and things like that, have you spoken to libertarianism directly with people in other countries? Have you had that conversation with people, and how was that different than it might have been when you were in the U.S.?
I have not, because when I was down in Acapulco, I mean, my Spanish is very poor. I cheated in Spanish, too, so I don't really know Spanish very well at all. Mark, your Spanish is passable. You can kind of get around with it for the most part. But you'd said even in that area, the dialect is so hard to understand when you're being talked to. It's really hard to follow.
Yeah, I find the southern Mexican dialect to be the most difficult to understand of all of the Spanish dialects that I've experienced. And I'm sure there's one out there that's worse, but for me, it's the most difficult. I haven't spent a lot of time talking to people from outside the country, but because I generally don't. I don't try to convince people in my day-to-day life about the ideas of liberty. I do that 3 hours a day, up to 6 days a week, depending on the week.
Well, as RB Chris pointed out, he had an opportunity. They wanted to get into these conversations right when, you were there.
Usually
we're in a taxi cab with Jesus, who is a fairly decent English speaker, but not, to the level where we want to get into any kind of issues discussion with him. It's just more talking about, the pleasantry stuff.
If somebody wants to find out what libertarianism is, I'm happy to talk to them about what that means, mm-hmm. and I'm going to try to mold that towards whatever I believe their philosophy is. If whatever that is, whatever picture I have of their philosophy, I'm going to try to mold libertarianism to be as palatable to them as possible. But I can't say I have a heck of a lot of conversations where people are trying to find out what libertarianism is from me when I'm not on the air. Generally, I'm of the opinion that I talk, in a combative fashion. I'm available for throwdowns on politics, 3 hours a day. I don't want to do it the rest of the time.
If I'm in a cab somewhere, whether it's in the United States or outside of the U.S., if I'm, interacting with somebody who's new, I'd rather talk to them about Bitcoin. I'd rather talk to them about something that can immediately impact their life in a positive manner. And, Bitcoin could in theory, and cryptocurrency could fly under the radar and possibly at some point introduce somebody to some libertarian ideas, but certainly not front and center with that. And I think that that's an important thing. So, like, when I was in Austin recently for a little cryptocurrency conference, as I was being driven back to the airport in an Uber, well, I broached the conversation about Bitcoin with a driver and found out that he was a former bank manager in, like, you know, the Middle East and had, you know, come over here and was driving an Uber. And so we had an interesting conversation about that. And I think you're going to be better able to connect with people on the topic of money than on the topic of politics.
Sure, sure. Well, I have to say, you know, we talked Bitcoin, we talked libertarianism, and you're right, Ian, these were people that wanted, they were pulling this information out, you know, with extended family, you have the time to sit down and have those conversations. But kind of a side note, it was astonishing. Even here in Texas, we've been in Texas for several months, but even here in Texas, you feel kind of the sentiment of sort of the immigrant Hispanic community, but it was really a rude awakener to realize just how the attitude has shifted of the average kind of Mexican towards the U.S. with everything that's going on with Trump and the, you know, anti-immigration stance.
How has it shifted? In what way?
Yeah. Well, so, you know, a lot of my wife's family are what I would call upper middle class Mexicans, business owners, former investment bankers, doctors, attorneys, things like that. And a lot of the businessmen were saying, you know, we've always thought of ourselves as a strategic business partner. You know, Mexicans have always thought of themselves as a strategic business partner to the U.S. And this just throws all of this in our, you know, what's going on right now with Trump just kind of throws all of that in our face. Like, do you really not want to do business with us anymore? You've got all these, you set up all these factories here, you're importing stuff, we've built all these relationships, and now all that's just going to go because of some, you know, legal immigration issues. It was just really kind of, I think they were just in shock. But
yeah,
the all you saw on the news as you're walking around. Yeah,
that's the thing
I see on the news.
I hate the most about traveling to other countries is, you know, they ask where you're from, you know, well, where am I from? I'm from the United States of America.
So Trump.
Right. So, you know, then they make assumptions about you as a result. The chances are with me that none of the assumptions that you're making are correct. You know, like, one of the first things I say is, but I didn't vote for Trump. You know, and because I didn't vote for Trump.
Trump es un puta.
I don't say that. I just didn't vote for Trump. And, you know, I hate being.
Or is it esta?
I don't know. I hate being categorized just because I'm from a particular place, and I'm sure they feel the same way.
Of course.
The only thing I presume about somebody from a foreign country is that they agree with my statement that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries.
Sure. Yeah, it was really fascinating when we were sitting in the airport in Aguascalientes, waiting to leave for the United States. We struck up a conversation with a German man. There was a flight delay who was there because of a BMW, building a BMW plant. And, you know, in talking with this, the American portion of our family that was down there, he basically asked us, like, what the hell is going on? You know, this is so scary. And it was really interesting for me to sit there and listen to a German, of all people, describe, you know, what's going on from his point of view and from, you know, other Europeans' point of view about what's going on in America, and just thinking, you know, he almost wanted to say, haven't you guys seen this before? You know, like, haven't we? It was a really interesting experience to hear both Mexicans and Europeans just look at the United States and say, how can one person, whether it's Trump or anybody else, how can one person have amassed this much power that they can just put tariffs in place and do all this sort of stuff? They were at a loss.
It's a good question.
How that could even work.
Well, you know, obviously the parliamentary system's a bit different than what we've got going on. But the problem is that the first thing I explain to them every single time, if somebody's asking me these sorts of questions, is, look, Hillary Clinton, whether she cheated or not in the Democratic nomination, looked a lot like a cheater. Like, she said it was basically a setup. She was prepared to cheat even if she didn't have to. I can't say whether she cheated or not, but I can say that she was prepared to, because all the evidence points to that. And Americans, and I don't think anybody in the world, likes cheaters. As a result, we have Donald Trump. If Hillary Clinton hadn't been prepared to cheat, then we would have somebody else, and we wouldn't be having this conversation.
RV, Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. You know, I did hear an interesting quote on the news, radio news, maybe like a week or two ago. So not long ago, Larry Kudlow, who's a former talk show host who just quit his show to go join the Trump administration as like a senior economic advisor, said something like, and I'm paraphrasing, it's like, well, technically the tariffs haven't been increased. So like all of it's basically just talk is essentially what he's saying, that it hasn't actually happened, that Trump's just threatening to do it, that he's talking about doing it. There's more coming up here.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge, and a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. actually, right now in the chat room. They're apparently going to be doing some bong rips in the chat room on the Discord or something like that. Multiple chat participants saying they are going to be smoking cannabis here tonight. And, of course, it is always 420 somewhere. So that's why.
Only at 20 minutes after the hour.
Which is what it is right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. And it is that week, by the way.
Yeah,
it is
about to say, 3 days from now.
Yep, the week of 420. So Friday is going to be the big day. And, of course, various different folks will be gathering at various different locations throughout the United States to either celebrate their newfound freedoms or to protest the fact that they don't have them yet in most of the states. Here in New Hampshire, of course, there's a minor decriminalization bill that did pass finally last year. So possession of small amounts of cannabis is now only punishable by a violation for the first offense, $100 fine. And, of course, we've never had an issue in the past years when it was still a misdemeanor in New Hampshire. The police never arrested anybody openly smoking at the state house, which is what tends to happen on 420, on April 20th at 420 in the afternoon. Things are going to be a little different this year, though. I don't know if y'all have heard, but apparently the folks who are now the anti-gun groups that have been doing these protests around since the Parkland school shooting, they're going to be doing a 420 anti-gun protest at the state house at the same time frame that the 420 celebrators are going to be there as well. So
interesting.
Yeah, we're actually going to see two kind of clashing, to some extent, groups there, because Rich Paul has recommended that open carriers attend the 420, although suggested that the open carriers not partake in the cannabis consumption, but that they should be there anyway. So we don't know what this is going to look like. It could be very interesting. I, of course, will be attending, and I think Vincent will be coming out. I don't know if y'all are planning on going, but should be an interesting year here in New Hampshire for the upcoming April 20th event.
Yeah, I don't know how much of this has been put together on Liberty.menu, but what Liberty.menu is a place where you can go and list your business or organization or event and have other libertarians find it. It's a social networking site to some extent. It's got, it's exclusively for people who abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, but you can, connect with others and share and that sort of thing. You can put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL and get a special badge. It's liberty.menu. We're trying to make this a real destination for libertarians. Liberty.menu.
Absolutely. All right, so let's continue here with your calls. More about what women supposedly want here coming up. We'll get to that. But first, we go to, Gene the Christian Anarchist is there, and he's in the Discord. Gene, are you with us?
Hello, guys.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to first of all say happy April Fool's Day to everybody. Today's the day all the fools line up to pay their taxes. So this is the true April Fool's Day.
Now, you say that as somebody who for a long time didn't pay, but then they caught up to you and enforced it out of you, didn't they?
I'm back in the system. I don't want to be, but, it's either that or get my legs broken and my house burnt down. So, I begrudgingly have to cooperate. So, anyway.
Because there's always violence behind every government tax. That's the point you're making.
There is absolute violence. Yeah. So I want to talk about global warming. We touched on it the other night. Yeah. And unlike some of you young guys, I didn't get to travel around the world till I got older. But, I did get to observe my surroundings when I was young. And I'm basing most of what I come up with based on common sense and what I observe. Because I'm not a scientist. I cannot send probes to other planets. I cannot analyze all this data. I cannot come up with these computer models that, for the most part, don't come true. The computer models have been flawed. But what I can do is I can use my common sense to look at what these people are writing and go back with my memory, compare it to what people wrote in the past, and I can say, well, you know what? These guys got a terrible track record. So all of us are relying on what other people are writing. And that's really not a very good position to be in because, for the most part, people lie a lot. If they don't lie, they just make stuff up to make themselves feel important.
Okay.
Now, one thing I did notice because I finally got to travel to Europe when I got older, and I went to Venice. And it was an amazing city, Venice. And I got to looking at that ancient city, very, very old. And the waters there, it's all tied into the ocean system. So you look at that, and you go to Wikipedia, and they have a page about something called Aqua Alta. And this is the very unusual high tides that they have in Venice, and they have had throughout history. Some of the highest tides they've ever had are in the 1600s. Now, they make a big deal out of the high tides that have happened in the last 50 years.
They
yes,
do.
There's been
yeah.
some, and there have been some high tides in the last 50 years. They're not lying about that. But what they're trying, but they're not telling you about the high tides that were like 100 centimeters higher in the 1600s than what we're currently experiencing. Hmm. So the city of Venice is not moving up and down. We're pretty much all agreed on that. You know, the city of Venice is where the city of Venice has been for 600, 800 years. So you can draw a line on the buildings there and figure out where the floods have been. And they are lines on those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have something that people cannot fake. They cannot, you know, make up stuff. Those things are written down in stone, pretty much. I mean, they're inscribed right on the walls. The years are there. The events are there. We know that the waters are not rising. If you look historically at what's happened in Venice over the years, they're
well,
not rising.
NPR is pretty clear that, they say that, in fact, that it is rising there in Venice, that the waters are rising, and that they're very concerned that the whole city is going to have to be abandoned at some point.
They're looking at 100 years' time. They're not looking at
100 years' time. I understand that. I know that you're saying that they've had these high tides in the past, and sure, places have had floods
Go to the Wikipedia page and look. They're listed there. There's hundreds of events, I'm not just pointing to one.
Sure. Well, these people, the government, pro-government control, environmentalists, because mm-hmm. I think you can be an environmentalist and not be in favor of government control. I think you can appreciate, you know, clean water and
sure.
Beautiful trees and, you know, pristine forests or whatever. But the people who want government control, they want to fearmonger. They want to make it sound like things are getting worse and that things are scary because they want you to turn over control to the state.
Right. They want to rescue you. They want to make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside because they're going to steal your money and save the planet. This planet doesn't even know we're here. We do not make a big enough impact on this planet to do a darn thing to it. I brought up the event. I brought up the example last Sunday about the guy in physics, and I asked him if we burned up all of the fuel in 1 year, would it matter? It really wouldn't matter. It would put such a small amount of CO2 in the atmosphere that it's not going to matter.
And I think Gene's got a persuasive argument. If you've got more, Gene, you can hang on. We can bring it back here.
Sure.
If not, no big deal. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733, and I'm pretty sure a carbon tax isn't going to fix anything.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. $6shirts.com has a gigantic selection, and that is not an exaggeration. I mean, it will take you a while if you want to actually look through their entire inventory to see all of the cool, witty, and clever shirts that they've got over at $6shirts. That's the number $6shirts.com. And also, the people running the company, or at least the founder of it, happens to be a Free Talk Live listener. So you're also patronizing with a Liberty-owned business over at $6shirts.com. When you shop there, and when you do shop there, you'll find some cool stuff, and you can use code FTL to save 10% off of your order, off the already very affordable prices at $6shirts.com. Plus, they accept Bitcoin. So, once again, go to $6shirts.com. I don't see any on tonight, but frequently there are hosts in the studio who are wearing their $6
shirts.
Yeah,
I just checked. I took mine off. I just washed one, but I didn't put on a $6 shirt. I put on one that I got in Hawaii. But I did notice that today, I'm on their daily email. Mm-hmm. It says, I don't sweat, I glisten. So there you go. And what I like is that they sort the into different types. So there's politics, music, geek and gaming, graphics and vintage, funny, partying, whatever it might be that you prefer, whatever image
many
you want
subjects
to portray. There it is.
Yep. I'm looking forward to when it finally warms up here in New Hampshire, because then I'll be wearing T-shirts all the time.
Well, I wear them all the time anyway, because I want my shirt to be cleaner. So I always wear a T-shirt.
Gotcha. All right.
I just say I'll be pounding. When it starts to get warmer,
you'll be wearing them as well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to your calls. Back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We do still have Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line. You're pretty upset at these environmentalists who want to control all kinds of different things with the idea of supposedly saving the environment, but I'm not sure exactly how the government collecting tax dollars for carbon emissions or whatever is going to do anything at all to save the environment. It just seems like it's going to make government bureaucracy bigger to me.
Yes, and first of all, nobody who takes my position is saying, let's just pollute the environment. Nobody takes that position. That's just a stupid straw man that people throw out there. Nobody
right.
says that. What I'm saying is that what we're doing on this planet, mankind's effect on this planet, is way too small. Whatever CO2 we release into the atmosphere gets taken in by the plants, and they just get greener for it. All of these predictions that they've made over the past 20 years about what the climate is going to do have been not just a little bit wrong, they have been way wrong. And, one of the things, when my first international traveling has been with China, because I married my wife who's Chinese, and so I never really left the country until we went to China 24 years ago. That was my first real big trip across the oceans. And one thing I noticed was China is polluted. I mean, it is polluted to levels that we don't even understand here in this country.
Well, I think so L.A. and New York used to be very polluted at one point,
no.
Now they're not.
I went to L.A. in the late 60s and 70s when the pollution was supposedly at its peak, and it had there's no comparison
okay.
to Beijing and Wuhan when you can't see three blocks down the street. Because of the pollution,
yes.
You have never seen air pollution. And when the headlights on the cars are cutting a swath through the air that looks like fog,
wow.
That's pollution. Yes. And what I noticed, though, what I observed in China with all that pollution, the birds are still flying, the animals are still living, the trees are still growing, the fruit is still growing. So the levels of pollution that the environment can handle and clean up on its own are way greater than I think man can ever do. Now, it gets so filthy that you don't want to live there anymore, and that's a good thing, because then that helps you to want to clean the environment up. But I don't think there's any way we can damage this environment other than nuclear, biological, or chemical. If we stay away from those three things, there's nothing we'll ever do to damage this planet. If we go into those three things, we'll probably be extinct, and the plants and the cockroaches will take over.
They'll come back.
Well, I certainly do believe that the planet is very resilient, but I do care about human life too. So
do I.
That's my
and
concern.
Nobody's making the position that we should pollute the environment.
One thing's for sure: the government does not care about human life as much as they pretend. They want you to believe that they do. They're the ones who are exterminating more people on this planet than anybody else. It's government.
Yeah. They're the worst polluters that exist. They
Absolutely.
Pollute everywhere they go.
Certainly. Why anyone would trust them with the environment is just insane.
I'm not sure why anyone would trust the government with the environment, and my point would be that they would be the last people that I would trust with it.
For sure.
However, when climate scientists, and this wasn't a thing until relatively recently, but now we have climate scientists. When climate scientists say that CO2 is warming the planet because it's a greenhouse gas, I really don't have any other position other than having to believe them. I am not
well,
an expert.
I have a different position because I'm an old guy, and I remember what the planet was like in the 60s. And it's no warmer today. It's no colder either. And when
it's cold here, let me tell you.
Would you notice one degree, though?
I was just up there, and I was looking for all the snow, and I said, where's this foot of snow that they predicted? I didn't get my foot of snow. I was very disappointed.
Let me
because when I was a When I was young, we had a foot of snow all the time. You know what that meant? That meant we got the shovels, we dug the car out so my mother could go to work. She still went to work when there was a foot of snow. It wasn't, nothing has changed. Weather has always been extreme.
So let me play devil's advocate for the climate change people. So, the first things that I would say, that because I kind of have an understanding of the climate change argument at the very least. So I would say, would you notice a difference in temperature of 1 degree?
Yeah, I think I would, because one thing, I don't like hot weather. I hate hot weather. I grew up in Minnesota, and we had extremely hot summers and extremely cold winters. I couldn't believe the difference between the hot and the cold. But I look at temperatures today, and I go back and I look at the historical record as well, what's recorded for St. Paul, Minnesota, where I grew up, and what we're getting today, and it's not any hotter. And I was losing my life.
You realize that if we're talking about the climate change and not, you know, this, I mean, global warming is supposed to be this climate change, which means that north of a certain line in the United States, you're actually talking about what would become a glacier. So actually, certain parts of the United States, if global warming is accurate, certain parts of the United States, most of the northern half of the United States, would actually get significantly colder.
And satellite imagery shows that certain areas in the poles are growing ice. They're not shrinking. So sure, you're going to get hot spots here and cold spots there. It's called weather. There's nothing new about this. Right. It's happened for thousands of years.
It changes.
Huh. Look,
how about that?
Yes. I absolutely believe that every button should be skeptical on whether or not these things are occurring.
Right.
But at some point or another, you have to bow to experts.
Why?
And,
okay,
yeah,
even
why?
If
because
I,
you
even
don't
if
know.
Say,
what do they know?
Okay, even, they even
have
if I say that.
Weren't there experts saying there was going to be an ice age back in the 70s? And that
yes,
didn't happen.
Exactly.
Not as
That's
many.
That's exactly
but, yeah.
what they said. But anyway, even if they were right, even if they're right today, even if everything they say is right, what are we going to do about it? There's nothing I can do about it, and I'm certainly not going to give it into the hands of the government.
Well, no,
they're
doubt.
The worst
that would be
to
my.
That,
that's
it.
Okay. That's where I come in. I'm going to support solar power. I'm going to buy things that have solar, you know, or involved with solar power. I'm going to put solar panels on my house.
You've got that. You've got solar.
I'm going to be buying them. And the reason is because I want to. I know that at some point or another, we're going to be able to harvest this free energy that comes from this star in the middle of our solar system. And I want to make that go faster and, you know, be cleaner and whatever. If we, you know, if people are being hyperbolic, and I think they are, every prediction that's been made so far by the climate change folks is just wrong. But that doesn't mean that everything on about their premise is wrong.
Gene, thanks for the call. Good discussion. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You, of course, can bring up anything you want, whether it's the environment or what women want. We've got to get back into that when we get a chance here coming up and your calls and thoughts about anything on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live and you want to help support our efforts to spread the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom as far and as wide as possible, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is simple. You send $5 a month to us, and you don't have to do it every month. You don't have to remind yourself or anything. It's automatically deducted from your PayPal or credit card account. There's also a way to sign up with Bitcoin Core, but with Bitcoin you have to pay in advance for the number of months that you want to subscribe for, because Bitcoin works different than credit cards and that sort of thing. But you can sign up for AMP and help us out, and it helps us reach out to new radio stations, bring new listeners on board. Ooh, and that actually reminds me. I've been meaning to welcome our newest affiliate here to Free Talk Live, and I'll do that here shortly. But once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and it is completely, it's $5 a month. That's all you have to do. It's really, the cost of a cup of coffee, basically, to get on the Free Talk Live AMP program, and you get some perks as well. With AMP, including access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials our normal podcast does. There's also the AMP-only Facebook group. There are also AMP-only chat rooms in our Discord server. So get all the details. There's more, by the way, than perks that you get. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more there. Get signed up, again, with PayPal, with credit card, with Bitcoin Core, and it makes a big difference for us when you do. So please, if you like what we do, if you support our mission of spreading peace and liberty as far and as wide as we can here on Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that we've got 180 radio stations right now, actually like 182, I think, and if you want to see us hit 200, 300, I mean, it is possible, but it does take some effort. It takes some money to do that. So please amp the show at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Also, welcome to our newest affiliate in Traverse City, Michigan. WWMN 106.3 has come on board. Now, actually, longtime listeners may recall, we've been on in Traverse City for a long time. One of our longest-running affiliates, WJML, and WJNL is a AM simulcast that's located in Petoskey and Traverse City, Michigan. And I think they're probably, they must have been on for more than a decade. I think they came on in like 2006.
Yeah, it seems like a long time.
07 or something like that. And that station got sold within the last several months. Those stations, WJNL, got sold, I believe, to the owner of WWMN, which is our newest station, and they flipped WWMN 106.3, which used to be music, to join the talk simulcast. So it basically gives us another signal, this one on FM, in the Traverse City market. So welcome to anybody who's listening on WWMN 106.3 in Traverse City. And let's welcome to everybody out there listening to the show. If you're new to Free Talk Live, it really is open phones every single night here on the air. So if you doubt us on that, go ahead, call in, and you'll find out that our screening process here is very easy compared to every other talk radio show out there. Whereas here, all we want to know is, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And you don't even have to give us more than one word. What do you want to talk about? Just one word topic. That's fine. And we're going to go to your calls and your thoughts. In fact, coming up here, we're actually going to go to Dave, who is with us. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is on the line. He's on Skype. Hello, Dave Ridley. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Well, I like to have this. I have this expression that I like to say. I call it the genius of New Hampshire. In other words, people will oftentimes do things who are, you know, they're just normal New Hampshire residents, and they'll do the things for liberty, if that makes sense.
Okay. Like what?
And there's an organization called the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee. Not a libertarian organization, but they are active in New Hampshire. And this April 15th, they had a demonstration at an IRS office.
Really? Are these the Quakers?
Well, there are probably some Quakers among them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not positive this was officially a committee activity, but it was, hang on just a second, I'm in the middle of a zombie game, and I'm being killed right now. Hang on. Okay. Anyway, I got to run. Okay. Okay. I don't mean I have to run. I mean my avatar has to run. Okay. Now it's running.
Probably
okay.
Not good to play video games and call talk radio at the same time. It might be a little distracting. Go ahead, Dave.
Anyway, they called it a penny poll, and so they had people that would come to the demonstration. They would give a penny to whichever parts of the government that they thought should the taxes should go to instead of war.
Mm, okay.
Now, it's not what I would do, but the committee is a good organization, and I've been following them for probably 10 or 12 years. The lady in New Hampshire who is most active for them that I know of is Jenny Schneider, and she's told me that generally what happens is they don't come out. These are people that really refuse to pay federal taxes or parts of federal taxes. And what will happen is they will come after people for something else. Generally, they won't come after them for the taxes. They'll find something else to pin on them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
They also don't get a large. No, it doesn't seem like they get a very large number of prosecutions.
Good to know. Anything else you want to share about this group?
That is all. I'm just glad. I just appreciated them standing up against the war taxes.
I think a lot of times the government, the federal government, they're not going to go after these small fish. You know, they want to go after the Wesley Snipes. They want to go after the big, you know, the people that they can kind of hang out there as evidence of this is what happens if you don't pay. Whereas, you know, some Quaker who's making $5,000 a year or whatever, you know they don't have deep pockets to shake out in the first place.
In many cases, what these folks do, I just sat with one Sunday. And what they'll do is they just intentionally make less than the taxable amount. There's not much the feds can really do about that. If you choose
it's also not much of a protest either, because they're essentially impoverishing themselves, and they're really not doing anything to harm the government.
Right.
In that particular case. But it makes them feel better, so that's what's important. Johnson, you're a zombie game player. I believe you play, Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, for whatever reason, didn't turn the mic on.
I did in the past. I had spent a long time since I've had much time to do that.
It's on your license plate, though, so you're a pretty big fan, right?
No.
Isn't it?
No? My license plate is a joke about New Hampshire license plates.
Oh, right.
Which is live free or die. And, I think it's a funny, extreme license plate. But between those two options, I choose to be not dead.
I gotcha.
So I always associate living free over being dead.
For some reason, I always associate that with you playing zombie games, for whatever reason.
Well, sure, why not?
So, Dave, what is the zombie game that you're playing? What's Dave Ridley's game of the week here? Since you
My avatar survived, by the way.
Okay.
I play the New Z. It's called Infestation the New Z.
The New Z?
Oh, the New Z.
Like the new, the letter Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
What has anything to do with Daisy?
I don't know. I've not.
I think about Johnny Ray when I'm playing because he's always excited about that app you could get for your phone or your watch or whatever where the zombies would chase you while you were jogging.
Yeah, it was like a running app that would encourage you to run away from.
That's what happens in this game a lot.
All right. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're actually going to the Discord on-air call-in line room where we've got Robert in Vermont. Robert, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to stay on that topic there with Gina Tristan Anarchist was talking about pollution and stuff.
Where he believes that a lot of the environmentalists are overblowing their, allegations. They're making people afraid unnecessarily about what's going to happen. He believes the Earth has the ability to clean itself up and that the humans are relatively insignificant on it. I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but that's my understanding of what he was saying there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I mean, there's, by somewhere in Hawaii.
You just got a little muted there, Robert. I don't know if you put something over your microphone there for a second, but you were really crisp and clean at the beginning of your call, and now you sound like you've got something in between you and the microphone.
Put a sock over your mouth.
All right, how do I sound now?
That's great. Much better. All right, go ahead with what you're going to say.
Okay, well, what I was going to say is that there was an article in the paper that I posted on the Discord there. There's a large percentage. It's like 600,000 square miles of all plastic debris. That's all. I mean, just think about what that's doing to the ocean. And we put all that in there. And, if that was able to get out of there, there's a place to be able to put all that,
Yes, you're talking about this, what they're calling the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a collection of plastic and floating trash halfway between Hawaii and California. They claim is more than 600,000 square miles. And is that something that the Earth can just clean up on its own? I don't know. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. There's more on the way here. Hour number 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.